are far more likely to cheat.
False. We just proved that to be false.
Far more likely to physically and sexually.
We just proved this to be false! Ma'am, look at the CDC! The CDC! Look, no, no, stop. Stop the show right now. Stop the show right now. Look, 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 look. CDC. Study. Higher rate of domestic violence. 67% exclusively by women. But yet she says that women are more likely to be abused by men. Men are more likely to be abusive. Ma'am, the CDC says you are wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to ask the question of, have relationships been ruined? Might seem rhetorical, but then the follow-up question is, who do you blame? Do we blame liberals? Do we blame conservatives? Do we blame women? Do we blame men? Who do you blame for this? Personally, I want to today focus on blaming the more evangelical Christian conservative types, and the reason I want to do that is not to solo them out alone, because no single individual, single group is to blame for this issue. That simple. There'd be a very easy way to fix the problem. However, the reason I want to highlight them in particular today is because they, in my opinion, are supposed to be the ones who are helping guys like you, guys like me. I don't care if your background is similar to mine. I don't care if you look like me. I don't care about any of that. A lot of us have the same experiences. We have the same notes that we share back and forth, and we see, wait a minute, I'm not alone. Wait a minute, I'm not crazy. Wait a minute. We have very similar situations. Dated similar women. We've been in similar situations. And a lot of us, we could compare these notes and we could have this conversation here completely outside of, oh, we're not the same race, we're not the same religion, we're not the same, don't live in the same country, we don't have the same friends, communities, whatever, and yet a lot of us share in this similar fate. And the question is, well, who do you blame for this? And the reason I'm blaming, and I want to shift the blame to the evangelical, Christian, conservative types in this episode in particular, is not because they're 100% to blame, but because they're supposed to be the traditionalists, right? I mean, every time we go on to social media, we see the Daily Wire types, we see the guys on radio and on talk shows, we see these types who are supposed to be telling you, oh, we believe in conservative value. We believe in the God, glory, guns, blah, 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 the Republican conservative types, right? They will have you believe that they are champions of the old ways, right? And they disregard the new ways, the new propaganda, new ideology of progressivism we see in the country, right? But they say that, but then where are they fighting against the gynocentric family court system? Where are they in getting rid of no-fault divorce, which was put in by their champion, Ronald Reagan, in the 1960s? Oh, yeah, good old Ronald Reagan, good old Ron, was the first one to pass that back in 1969 in California when he was governor of the state. Oh, he later regretted it. That is true. But guess what? You can't, just like the shot heard around the world fired at the beginning of the American Revolutionary War, you can't put that shot back in that person's gun. You can't put those words back. You can't take the signature off of that bill that he signed into law. What's done is done. And now we are living in a world where that is more and more normalized, and people want to pretend like it's about rights. It's not about rights. But I've never been about rights in this conversation. About control, about power, and it's about manipulation. It's always been like that. But the problem I have, especially with these conservative types, is they want to pretend like they're actively fighting against it when they're not. When was the last time you heard a mainstream conservative talk show host or radio guy or any of these talking heads? When's the last, these edgy guys, when's the last time you heard them talk about getting rid of no-fault divorce? When was the last time you heard them talking about how we need to bring back traditional gender roles for everybody? We need to bring back the what people might call the patriarchy, to keep men in check and then have women keep women in check. Patriarchy is not about keeping women and children in check. It's about protecting them and keeping the men in check. But I realize that I'm getting ahead of myself here. What we're going to do is we're going to watch some videos, and I'm going to share something with you that I found out, and you're going to be very, it might get you a little riled up, but we're going to see first. I mentioned the Daily Wire. We're going to mention why Matt Walsh thinks that the marriage rates are declining, and let's hear what he has to say. Before we do that, please, I say this every show, but I really do care about your comments, and I want you to let your voice be heard on the show, whether you agree, disagree, I want to add and subtract what I say. Please, feel free to share. That being said, let's get started.
This Sunday came up in my conversation with Joe Rogan on this issue that basically Christians and religious people in general lost the marriage argument 50 or 60 years ago because we gave up. Marriages are not just fundamentally procreative. They're also monogamous and permanent. And those are the three pillars, you might say, of marriage. And we gave up two of the pillars. We said that it doesn't have to be permanent. And if it's not permanent, that means it's not monogamous. Basically, the church has bought into polygamy. It's just you have to do it one at a time rather than all at once. and once that happened, it was like you can still make the argument for so-called traditional marriage, but it's a much weaker argument. And people just don't believe you anymore when you say that you cherish the marriage sacrament. I think it just got to a point where the other side, they just didn't buy it. They didn't believe that we really cared.
Well, I mean, it's not so much that you don't really care about marriage. I mean, I'm sure that we can make that argument, but it's more about what are you talking about? You don't tell men what I tell men or men on this side of the internet tell men, which is, hey, don't be so enthusiastic to just jump into this institution, because you're not just getting married to the woman, you're getting married to the state. The problem is, these type of conservatives, are whether it's Matt Walsh, whether it's even guys that I somewhat like Tucker Carlson, or these other guys who talk about, oh, just do it, man, because it's the right thing to do. Just do it because it's something that you should do. Just do it because it's something that's biblical. Just do it because it's something that, you know, men have done for a very long time. This is the problem. They want you to follow tradition, but they don't want the guardrails. They don't want the institutions. They don't want the playing field to be the same. They want you to just do it anyways, irrespective of the fact that the world's not the same, the expectations aren't the same, the women are not the same, the other men are not the same. The social media and all these, the technology is not the same. They want you to be the constant. Meanwhile, the world around you is changing. And the more you go down this path, because they expect you to do it, the more you're likely to get exploited. They don't tell you this part of the conversation, which is why I'm blaming them in this conversation for they need to take their portion of the blame. Not 100% on them, but they got to take their portion of the blame. And this is why. Because look, when they want to talk about marriage, here's what most men listen to on a daily basis when it comes to what they hear from women, what they hear from even other men who are henpecked or cucks. This is what they hear from. This is what you hear on the average day. Look, there was a time, ask your favorite content creator 5 years ago, when there were men in this space who were talking about how the marriage rates were higher than that 45 to 50% of the normies were talking about in the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services, it was higher than that. And men in the space were talking about it, and the women and the other men who were not, didn't want to accept it, wanted brownie points from the women, you can go down the list, they were saying that, oh, who hurt you? Where are you meeting these women? It's not true, you made it up. And now, look at this, now they're acknowledging that those numbers were in fact true. But there's a twist. Listen.
Have you guys noticed lately that this is something the men really want us to know that they are mad about lately? The fact that most divorces, are initiated by the wife and not the husband.
They wouldn't even acknowledge this a couple years ago, by the way. But now they are, because they can't avoid it anymore. So immediately, that's a win for us. But let's continue.
And they throw that stat around. This guy says 80%. I looked it up. It's 70%. But still, that's a lot. They throw this around as if to say that that's like an us problem and not a them problem. I think they know in the depths of their soul and their brains that is a them problem and not an us problem. But this is their next thing. Like, they've got.
How in the world could you make a statement like that? So you're saying that because women are leaving men, why? Ma'am, I really hope that within the next 20 seconds, you mention why these divorces are happening. Because if you don't, and all you do is just say that, oh, it's this high because men are abusive. No. No, that is factually incorrect. But I'm curious to see if she actually quotes the reasons for divorce, because the highest reason for divorce is just no fault. We weren't in love anymore. We moved on, whatever. We just got divorced. There was no... They'll usually put the abuse claim later on to try to get custody with the kids using a temporary restraining order or a TRO. I learned about this when I was in taking my undergrad for law, by the way. I learned all about this stuff, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not... This is not legal advice, but this is stuff that I learned from my law professors, one of which was a judge, or used to be a judge. TROs are common after you get out of after a divorce is filed and a separation is going on, or the divorce is immediately filed, because then they, depending on the state law, the woman or whoever the filer of the temporary restraining order is, that person, the other party who's having the order filed against them, has to leave because there is a presumption of abuse because of the temporary restraining order. And a lot of them, you don't actually need to have any proof for this to be filed against you. You just need to have reasonable suspicion that there could be potential allegations of something happening. Then you file it. And while the investigation's going on and everything, you are presumed to be guilty. So you have to move. Even if you're the man and you pay the mortgage, you have to leave. Oh, and you have to keep paying that mortgage even though you're not living there anymore. Oh, yeah. And you lose custody of the kids temporarily, which then that order will be taken to court. And the woman will tell the judge, oh, yeah, he has a temporary restraining order against him. And that will be used against you in court, even though there's no proof of actual abuse. See, this is the game, gentlemen, that they don't want you to know. This is what they don't want you to know. But I can guarantee you, she's not about to mention what I just said.
They've got the abortion bans on the roll. They're moving. Birth control is probably next. This is the next thing, divorce. Because have you seen the stuff with, like, this Steven Crowder guy? He's like a, I don't know, a conservative, like, talking head or something.
Pretend like you don't know who he is. You just knew his name.
Thing, who's on like a rampage right now because his wife is divorcing him, and he's like, she shouldn't be able to divorce me without my consent. That's the next thing that they're coming.
Oh, so consent matters when it's them, but not when it's you as a man. You see the game, gentlemen? You see how this works? When it's them, it matters. When it's you, nobody cares. Just so you know, I know a lot of you have lived this out, and you don't need me to remind you of this, but gentlemen, this whole notion of equality is an entire lie in the pits of hell. Why? Because when it comes to equality, when it comes to the court of law, in other words, the woman is presumed to be right, you are presumed to be wrong. There's equality when it comes to consent for her body, but when it comes to your money, no. When it comes to your family, nope. When it comes to your rights, nope. No equality, nothing. See, she's not bringing up the real issues, she's just blaming the men. She's just blaming the men. Now, am I here to tell you that all men are perfect? No, that'd be stupid, because men are people and women are people, and people tend to do things that are stupid, short-sighted, and selfish. However, the average guy out there, I can personally guarantee you, you look at the data, which I will show you right after this video. I will show you the data. Trust me. I'm not just talking out of my behind. I have data to support what I'm about to tell you. Women are more abusive than are men. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll repeat that in case you missed it. Women are more abusive than men. Oh, and don't worry, I have statistics, not from some right-wing place, but from verifiable sources that I will show you in just a minute, but let's continue with this video.
From, like, if you are ever confused, like, what is the guiding light of, like, the conservative movement right now, their tagline should essentially be make women need men again, because that's like every policy that they're doing. That's the point. Like abortion bans, birth control, make housing unaffordable to be a single person.
No, that's your friend Joe Biden in the White House who, through his crazy spending, like King Ludwig II, like King Ludwig of Bavaria back in the day, spending himself broke. He spent more money in 4 years than the last over 100 years of our country's history. But, oh, it's conservatives' fault now. Okay.
And live in an apartment or a house on your own.
Again, that's your friend Joe Biden that you voted for, but go ahead.
take away the ability to get a divorce without your husband's permission. Like, they need...
Okay, how about we don't get rid of divorce, but we get rid of the fact that you can divorce me and take half of my stuff from community property? How about that? How about we change that? I guarantee you the divorces would plummet.
Just to need them, we don't need them, and it's a real big problem.
Oh, you don't need men. Okay, despite the fact that most firefighters are men, most police officers are men, most construction workers are men, most electricians are men, most soldiers are men. Oh, we don't need men at all, but apparently you need men to defend you, pay for the taxes that single mothers statistically use to fend for themselves and their children after they kick the men to the curb. You want me to go on? The people that the toy soldiers that they hire, shout out to Coach Gray Adams, the toy soldiers that they hire to go in between you and the father to protect the child, allegedly, usually men. Soldiers that help protect you from the barbarians outside your country, men. Are you going to continue? Oh, but we don't need men. Right. Okay. Oh, you know what we also don't need men for? Apparently, I'll show you. You know what? I wasn't going to show you this till later, but I'm going to show it to you right now. Gentlemen, this is, what is this? The actual name of this website. I want to make sure I get this correct. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Okay, .org. Okay. Now, let's look at what I found for the stats, okay? Here are the stats that they're saying is accurate. Here it is. On average, they say that 20 people per minute are physically violated. Okay. They say 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe intimate partner physical violence. Okay. So when you look at stuff like this, you assume that, oh, when they say 1 in 4 women, they assume that the 1 in 4 women are being abused by men. No, they are not. In fact, I was still curious where they got this data from. For example, look, I'll show you right now. You don't believe me? I'll click on it right now. Look, you see these? These are the 1, the 9, the 10, the 2. These are the sources they pulled from. I clicked on it. Page not found. So they took the page they got their data from was gone. I said, huh, that's odd. Okay, well, what did I do next? Well, I went to the CDC, which is where they said they got the data from, and I looked it up, and they had a whole thing about the intimate partner violence, IPV, and they had a whole thing about how 41% of women and 26% of men experience sexual abuse, basically, which is terrible. I'm not justifying this in any way, but I'm saying when you see this number, you assume that when you see a lot of women, you assume that it's men doing it. And so I said, okay, well, you would think that they'd have data. I said, okay, well, where are they getting the data from? The data from U.S. crime reports. Okay, well, I don't see an attachment for that. You? Oh, I'll show you. There's no attachment for it. I looked for it, and I kept looking, and I eventually found this. Okay? This is from the CDC. 164 pages. About all the data that they found relating to the study that I just showed you. Okay? Now, look at the definition for what they have. Intimate partner. A intimate partner, which is what they just talked about in this last one right here. See, look. I'll show you again. Intimate partner violence. This is an intimate partner they're talking about. Here's our definition right here. It says, an intimate partner is a person with whom one has a close personal relationship. Okay? This may be characterized by partners' emotional connected, regular contact, ongoing physical behavior, blah, 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 blah. In other words, look, they're not, see, look, it says right here, intimate partners may or may not be cohabitating. They can be of the opposite or the same gender as the person who's being intimate. Okay. So they're saying it's not just men, it could be other women. You know, for the 26% of men, the 41% of women, it could be both men and women are responsible for that stat. And I said, huh, well, that's interesting. What did I do? Well, you know what I did. I looked it up, and here's the data. You want to see the data? I know you're thirsting for it. Here it is. Here's the data. 44% of women who like other women and 61% of bisexual women experience IPV. Which includes physical sexual and psychological. Okay. Compared to 35% of straight women. So in other words, it's higher for lesbianas couples. I see. So in other words, for women who are not heterosexual, their domestic, the IPV rates are higher than they are in hetero relationships. Is that interesting? Well, in 2024, this year, the CDC study found that 43.8% of women who like other women and who date other women reported experiencing that IPV. Almost 44%, of which they said 67.4% reported exclusively female perpetrators. So let's go back to this number right here. This number right here that says that 1 in 4 women, because women like to quote this, oh, 1 in 4 women are being abused. Well, it says right here, this year from the CDC, that number includes the women who date other women crowd, which is statistically a lot higher than that of not hetero. Look at this. This is the rate. So 44% for gay women and 26% for gay men. Almost half the rate. This is the women who date other women category is almost double that of the men who like other men. Almost double. But men are the problem, right? Look, it's right here. Right here. I'm not making it up. It's right there. Front page of Google. Right there. But it's men, right? Women are running from men because men are the abusers, right? In marriages. When statistically speaking, it's women who are doing it. Look. The CDC even says it. Right here. The Center for Disease Control, a government agency, is even saying this. But yet, I'm the issue. You're the problem, right? Us men, right? Even though when we take women out of the equation, in the example of gay men, they have the lowest rate of IPV. The lowest rate. The lowest rate of domestic violence is amongst gay men. Well, isn't that interesting? The highest bisexual women and lesbian women. Oh, my friends. I mean, I rest my case. It took me 1, 2, 3, 4 different searches going down the rabbit hole of sources to get you this data. You're welcome. Took me a little while, but I found it. You see how disingenuous the stat is? You would assume that these 1 in 4 women who are being hurt is because of men, but it's not, because their definition is intimate partners, which we just found includes lesbian women. Gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is such an open slam dunk for conservative men to quote, but how many conservative men have you seen quote this? How many have you seen bring this up? They won't do it. Why? Because they're scared of the pushback, or that, or they just don't care. I don't know which one, but either one is stupid and terrible. Because look, let's go to the next video I had for you about these feminists talking about, oh, no-fault divorce is good. When divorces amongst lesbian women are the highest, as well as it's crazy. They want to blame men, but when men are taken out of the equation, the divorce and the abuse is higher. When you take women out, the divorce and the abuse is less. Can you believe this? It's unbelievable to me how people don't get away with this.
Conservatives are targeting divorce as the next avenue to curtail women's freedoms. Let me explain. U.S. uses a no-fault divorce system, meaning that you don't have to prove to a judge that you deserve a divorce. So like Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas can divorce for irreconcilable differences. Our legal system assumes...
I love how we're pretending like they both just walked away from each other and we're good. I can guarantee you that's not what happened. If you ask divorce lawyers, what happens in divorce court, I'll tell you. And I know some of them personally. So if you want to take my word for it, you can. If you want to go research it, go please. I encourage you to do so. You go ask divorce lawyers, whether it's on social media or in real life, they'll tell you, if they're honest, they're not just trying to make more money. They'll tell you that when men go in there, the men say, hey, you know what? I want this to be fair. I want this to be amicable. I want my kids to have 50-50 custody. I want to have 50-50 custody. I want to just move on with my life. I want this to be over. I don't want this to be dragged out. I want to come in here. I want to, even if I need to give the woman a little extra, that's cool. I'm going to give her that extra. I want to move on. I want to see my kids when I can, and we'll move on. Women come in there and they say, I'm angry. I got a bone to pick and I want to end this man's career. I want all the custody of the kids. I want more than my fair share. And I want to make an example out of him because he did me dirty. They think I'm making it up? Look it up for yourself. I'm not making this up. So when she casually says, oh, no fault, they just walked away. No, that's not really what happens.
Assumes that it's not a good idea to force people to stay in marriages that they're unhappy in.
Notice she didn't say that they were actually toxic in any way. They just weren't happy. As if happiness is the end-all be-all of human existence.
But it wasn't always that way. Once upon a time, you would have to prove to a presumably male judge that you deserve to get a divorce.
Oh, you mean like they actually enforced monogamy and it wasn't just I got bored and wanted to leave, so I did? Wow, that's crazy.
And this was particularly harmful for women who initiate nearly 70% of divorces.
Yeah, because they just wanted to leave and go back on the carousel. Bro, how many times do we need to have this conversation? These people are such bird brains.
All right, so some conservatives, like Texas Republicans, are trying to scale back that no-fault divorce system because they're saying accessible divorce is just ruining the...
Hold on, let's read what actually... I don't care about what this bimbo has to say. Let's read what's actually on the screen. It says, when divorce is difficult or impossible to secure, marriage is thought of as enduring, tighter community, and small irritants can be forgotten or forgiven. In other words, when you can't just end the marriage for any reason you want, it forces you to actually work things through and actually grow as people and as a community. When divorce is easy to secure, partners in a marriage tend to think of themselves as individuals first before marriage partners, and marriages can be dissolved easily. In other words, for the good of society and not your own selfish self-gain, you actually can work things through. We already looked at the IPV statistics. We just looked at them, and yet I can guarantee you this woman is about to tell you that all these women, these 70% of women, are running away from their abusive husbands, when in fact, when men are taken out of the equation, the abuse rate is higher. Make it make sense.
Institution of marriage. We've got all of these people just getting divorces over small irritants that they should just work out. One senator even suggested that people should just stay in unhappy marriages, even violent ones, for the sake of...
We just addressed this fact that when you take the men out of the equation, the violence is even a higher rate. But go ahead, please continue with your lies.
Of children. Also claim that accessible divorce is actually bad for women because it makes men more likely to cheat on us. But if you listen closer, their real problem is women having agency and having power and being able to make decisions without a man's permission.
Yeah, because when they make decisions without a man, they end up making worse choices. Like, gentlemen, they take the men out of it. The men are gone. It's only two women in the relationship. The abuse is higher and the divorce is higher. It's worse. You take the men out of the equation, it's worse. But yet, men are the problem. They're trying to protect you against your own bad choices. And yet, when you throw us out, your life gets worse. Gentlemen, I'm not making this up. You wouldn't believe me if I hadn't just shown you the CDC validated exactly what I said. But it does. Because we're so brainwashed to think that it can't be true. Men have to be the problem. No. Physically speaking, when it's just two men, the relationship's actually better. According to data from the CDC. Divorce is lower, and the IPV is lower. Gentlemen, what does that tell you? Who's the common denominator here that inflates the numbers? It's not the men. Oh, let's continue.
I mean, just listen to this Republican commentator.
This was not my choice. My then-wife decided that she didn't want to be married anymore. And in the state of Texas, that is completely permitted.
Oh my, did she just totally straw-man Steven Crowder? Oh, ma'am, you failed to mention the part where the wife put out a total scam video against him using the Ring camera that then she deleted about 1,000 hours worth of footage that was also on that camera. She took like 5 minutes of 1,000 hours of film and put it on the internet for everybody to see, and it was edited. Oh, you missed that part. Also missed the part where she's now divorcing him, trying to destroy his career and making up false allegations against him. Oh, you failed to mention that part, too. Again, they're strawmanning the parts that don't benefit them. I've been transparent with you this whole show. Given you the data, showed you where I got it from, showed you where I extrapolated it from, broke it all down. What has she done? Nothing.
Okay, and one other thing. Let's talk about the fact that there are a record amount of single men right now and women's...
There are a lot of single women out there, too. But we're apparently going to ignore that. Okay.
Still initiate 70% of divorces, which really isn't that surprising because men are far more likely to cheat.
False. We just proved that to be false.
Far more likely to physically and sexually.
We just proved this to be false? Ma'am, look at the CDC. The CDC. Look, no. Stop. Stop the show right now. Stop the show right now. Look. CDC. Study. Higher rate of domestic violence, 67% exclusively by women. But yet she says that women are more likely to be abused by men. Men are more likely to be abusive. Ma'am, the CDC says you are wrong. The CDC says you are wrong. You are a liar.
Actually abuse their partner and...
Lies.
They are far less likely to do domestic and emotional labor.
Lies.
Even when the woman is the breadwinner.
Lies. Where's your data? I just showed the CDC, ma'am. Where's your data? Show me the data, ma'am. I just showed you the CDC study this year.
Okay, so let's just put all the pieces together here. We've got a record amount of single men because women are like, I don't really need this. And at the same time, predominantly male legislators are trying to reinstate laws that have historically been used to trap women in marriages.
Women are trapped in marriages, not men. Men have an exit penalty on marriage, not women. Ma'am, you have not shown one source for this garbage that you're spewing about men being more abusive than women. When I showed you statistics from the CDC this year saying you are exactly opposite, it's the opposite is true. And yet here you are on the internet. How many views does this have? How many views does this have? This video has 39.3K likes, which is about probably 10%, so about 400,000 views. 400,000 people watching this video. How many people do you think will watch my video? 400? And yet I showed you CDC data, and she has shown you nothing but hot air, lipstick, and a filter. This is disgusting. But guess what? That's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. Isn't it wonderful? I showed you actual data that I actually looked into. She showed you an article from the Washington Post? And no data, no science, no background on the sources that they cited, nothing, zero. But yet here they are saying that men are worse than women when it comes to IPV, which is completely false. I showed you the data. Don't believe me? Go to the CDC. Look it up. They'll show you exactly what I found. Showed you an organization that specializes in it. I showed you the CDC. I showed you the Health and Human Services. I showed you everything that has to do with data. I even broke it down. I showed you the definition of what they're even talking about. What did she do? Nothing. Gentlemen, I ask you again. Who's the problem here? I'll let you decide for yourself. My friends, I encourage you to think for yourself. I encourage you to do your own research. Please share your thoughts and your comments below. If you liked the video, you know what to do. Take care of yourselves. Always be educated. Don't fall for this. You can do it. I'm out of here.